Welcome to Giants.com. We're joined by the newest member of the New York Football Giants. Brandon Marshall joins us. And Brandon, good to see you, buddy.
Nice seeing you, too.
It's been a long time.
A long time.
Go back to 2008 with you.
I know. From day one when I was a puppy.
Yeah. So what enticed you coming to the Giants? What made this an attractive spot?
Number one, it's a championship organization. And, you know, that's what this whole process was for me, was to have a soft landing in a championship organization. So you look from top to bottom. You start with the ownership. Probably the best in the business, and what some people have said is best in all of sports. So that was really important for me, to be in a situation where there's a lot of stability because of, you know, the instability in my career so far. And the second thing was quarterback. I wanted stability at that position from an experienced player, and Eli gives us all of that. And the other part of this thing for me was being able to transition to a number two receiver. I know I'm still a number one receiver, but I think it was extremely important for me to be on the other side of a dominant number one. For me, it was important for me to have a guy like that on the other side. You know, my job is to pull coverage off of him. Like, this guy sees so much coverage, and I can understand that because I see so much coverage. So being able to make his job easier, I think, will make Eli's job easier. And, you know, that's what I was looking for. And then a plus was having a great defense, you know, from top to bottom. The defensive side is we understand what we have over there. And offensively, you know, I feel like I can really help out and contribute in a major way.
Now, the playoffs has been elusive for you. So now you walk in the building and you see those four Lombardi trophies. You see the NFC championships. The 2017 season is the 10-year anniversary of Super Bowl 42 when the Giants beat the Patriots. What does that mean to you to know that you have an opportunity to get someplace you haven't been, despite all the individual accomplishments?
Relief. Everyone has their own journey. And for me, you know, I wanted to prove myself the first couple years in Denver that I belong in the NFL, and I did that. And then I transitioned to proving that I deserve a contract, and I did that. And when I got to Miami, I started realizing, like, oh, I can win. You know, we're here to win. And since then, I've been on this journey, and that's been my only mission, is to hoist that Lombardi trophy. So, you know, it's funny because now I can, instead of looking at the big picture every single day, like, the trophy, I want that. Now I can just focus on the small details and the process to get there, because I understand that everyone in this building is their focus and their energy is for that. But to get to that, it takes, you know, a routine and, you know, just a focus on the day-to-day stuff. And that's what I'm focused on, is how can I be better today? Because if you continue to stack those days on top of each other, eventually you'll get there. And I think we have everything here to get the job done.
Finally, when I look at you and know you, the size, you're big.
Yeah.
You're strong, you're physical. And we know what that brings to the passing game, but you take a lot of pride in your blocking.
Yeah.
And the Giants have had, over the years, whether it's Amani Toomer, Plaxico Burress, guys who took pride in their blocking. Talk about that part of your game and how you can help this run game.
You know, I think that it's really important, and it's a selfish thing. You know, I always tell receivers, be selfish in the run game. Because if we can get those guys to put eight in the box to stop the run, guess what happens? We get one-on-one. So I'm not doing it because I just love doing it. I'm doing it because it makes our offense healthy, and we get one-on-one coverage. So I take pride in that. And then there's also a big part of me, that I don't like my running backs to get hit from defensive backs. You know, those guys take a pounding and take a beating, and they do so much for us. And when they're going down, and then, you know, to see a DB or some puny free safety come in and top them off, you know, that doesn't sit right with me. So I try my best to keep our running backs clean. So I take a lot of pride in that. But I also understand that, you know, for our running game to be successful, that means our receivers need to do their job on the outside and down the field blocking.
Brandon, welcome to the New York Giants. Look forward to you. I know you're ready to get to work already.
Yeah, I'm ready to go work out.
Brandon Marshall joining us here on Giants.com.